Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. I want to share with you, before I get started, a little story that Pastor Tom shared with us this morning, and it was about Psalm 23, which is what we've been working our way through. He told us, I think it happened this past week, that one of the ladies he works with came up to him and said, I want to share with you my favorite Bible verse. And she opened her purse up to go looking for it. She had it on a card, and she was looking through her purse and having some trouble finding it. And finally, she found it tucked away in a little corner, and it was Psalm 23. That was her favorite Bible verse. She had it on a little card tucked away deep in the corner of her purse, where she had trouble finding it. If you do not know the 23rd Psalm by heart, I encourage you to learn it. I know it's something that a lot of us learned as children, and we probably got a little gold star in Sunday school for learning it. But if you can't remember it, and if you haven't learned it, learn it so that it's not tucked in the corner of your purse someplace, hidden in there, but learn it so that it's tucked into a corner of your heart. Because as I've said, this is not just a prayer, it's a statement of faith. These are things we need to remind ourselves, things we need to remember, sometimes daily, sometimes hourly, things we need to remind ourselves of. We're up to the fourth verse, which I think is the part of the 23rd Psalm that everybody seems to remember the best. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I think that's why this particular verse, or this particular psalm, gets read at funerals so much, as it's talking about the valley of the shadow of death, and we think that if we're at a funeral, maybe this is the valley of the shadow of death, but it's something much worse. I'm also reminded of the fact that I know when I was learning to do funeral services from Pastor Tom, one of the things he told me is that when you arrive at the funeral home, you're supposed to talk to the family if it's someone you didn't know that the funeral's for, and oftentimes we get called to do funerals for people we don't know. And he said one of the things you're supposed to ask is find out what the person's favorite hymn is and find out what their favorite Bible verse is. And if they tell you that their favorite hymn is Amazing Grace and that their favorite Bible verse is the 23rd Psalm, that usually means they don't know, because those are the ones that come to mind first. And I remember telling that here once when I was trying to find out what everybody's favorite hymns were, and I said, nobody tell me that your favorite hymn is Amazing Grace, because I want you to think about it. And I was standing at the back door, and Miss Peggy, who was sitting over here on the way out, she smacked me, and she said, Amazing Grace is my favorite hymn, because that's the hymn my mother used to sing me to bed with. So I apologize to Miss Peggy. And if the 23rd Psalm is your favorite verse, good. If it's your favorite passage, good. Hopefully you have that tucked in your heart. The valley of the shadow of death. That sounds scary, doesn't it? Does anybody happen to be walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now? Hope not. Well, I don't think it's necessarily talking about death itself, but it's talking about the shadow of death. And I think it sounds scary because it's supposed to sound scary. Because scary things happen to us. There are times in our lives when we become afraid. But as this verse reminds us, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And yet we still experience fear. But we need to remember through this and through other things that God is always with us, taking that fear from us. There was a little boy was getting tucked into bed one night, and there was a thunderstorm outside. And thunderstorms can be scary, especially for a little fella. I know our dog is terrified of him. But his mom was tucking him in, and he could hear the thunder outside, and the little boy said to her, can you stay with me all night? In his little trembling voice, Mommy, can you stay with me all night? And she said, no, honey, I can't stay with you all night. I have to sleep in my bed with your father. And the little boy looked very sad. He said, Dad's a big sissy, isn't he? There's things we fear. I also was just reading recently a story about, does everybody remember Joseph Stalin? Was the dictator of the Soviet Union for many years. In his house, he had 8 bedrooms, all made up the same. And when he would go home at night, he would choose which bedroom he was going to sleep in. He'd sleep in a different bedroom from night to night, sometimes at random. He didn't have a pattern that he followed. He would just pick one bedroom to sleep in. And he did that so that nobody would know where he was when he was most vulnerable, because he was afraid. And yet this same man was a source of fear for others. I was also reading a story about Nikita Khrushchev very shortly after he became the premier of Russia. One of the first things he started doing was he was talking about how terrible Stalin was. He was very vocal about what a terrible leader Stalin was. And he was doing this one day in a press conference, and somebody in the back yelled up to the front, "Well, when you were standing next to him, why didn't you do something about it?" Well, that seems like a reasonable question. Well, Khrushchev came out from behind the podium and he shouted, "Who said that?" And it was very quiet. Nobody said a word. He stepped back behind the podium and he said, "That's why I didn't say anything. That's why I didn't do anything." Fear. Fear can be paralyzing. Benjamin Harrison was the first United States president to have electricity in the White House. Does anybody know what Benjamin Harrison's wife's name was? Mrs. Harrison. I have no idea. I have no idea what her first name was. But the two of them were so afraid of electricity, they wouldn't touch the light switch. Can you imagine that? And if they did not have a servant there in their bedroom to turn the lights off at night, they'd sleep the night with the lights on because they were afraid to flick the switch. Fear can be paralyzing. But we need not fear any evil, not even this shadow of death, because God is with us. We also need to remember from this passage, it says, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, because we're going through, we're passing through. If we go back to the beginning of the psalm, where we talk about the fact that the Lord is our shepherd and that he is leading us, okay, he's leading us through the shadow of death. He knows where we're going and he knows how to get there. And this is the best way. It might be scary, but he's with us. He's in front of us. There's a way out, and he knows it. So no matter how scary our time is, we need to remember that as long as we're following him, unless we stop, because that's when we're going to get in trouble, is when we stop, isn't it? When we forget to follow. We're not going to be pitching tents in the valley of the shadow of death. We're just passing through. We don't reside in the valley of the shadow of death. We're just passing through. We're just tourists. And we're not stopping long enough to even take some pictures. We need to remember that he's with us. His rod and his staff comfort us. We often think of these things, the rod and the staff, as being discipline. And we, you know, I've heard some say that in this passage they're talking about discipline and how his comfort disciplines us. But that doesn't have anything to do with what came in front of it. It's the reminder that he's there. We need to just remember that he's with us. Don't we forget sometimes? I know every once in a while I get it in my head that I want a tattoo, and then I think that'll hurt, so I won't do that. But if I was going to, I want to get a tattoo right here on my forearm that says, "I'm never alone," because I want to be reminded that he's always with me. And I think all that pain for all that time would be a good reminder. No, it wouldn't. I think it's interesting also, As we look at our communion, you know, if you'll remember when we talked about communion a while back as coming from the Passover, if we go back to that story in the Old Testament of the Passover, when they spread the blood on the door frames, the blood of the sacrificed lamb on the door frames, it was death that passed over. Isn't that happening to us as well? This shadow of death passing over us. You see, we're protected. We're protected by the shepherd who will do what he needs to do to protect us. Another one of our great stories from Sunday school is the story of David and Goliath. Remember that one where little David as a little boy, faced the giant Goliath and killed him with a stone from his sling. David was a shepherd boy. David, the king of Israel who wrote this psalm, he wasn't afraid. He understood the shepherd, and he understood what the shepherd would do because he had to do those things. He fought lions to save his flock. He fought wolves to save his flock. He fought whatever he had to fight. I'm sure he had to fight bandits at some time to save his flock. the image of walking through the valley. I know it was a turbulent time in ancient Israel, and I know that some cowardly men would make their living by going into valleys and waiting in the shadows for someone to pass by, to rob them. This was not a terribly uncommon practice, because a deep enough valley would be filled with shadow, plenty of places to hide, plenty of darkness. But the shepherd is leading us. He's with us. And as long as we can keep our eyes on him, we'll be fine. One of the other promises that Jesus made to us in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, "In this world you will have trouble." We're going to have trouble. Is this anybody surprised? We're going to have it. This is a promise from Jesus. One of those promises we like to forget. He promises us trouble. He said, "But take heart, I have overcome the world." He can defeat any enemy that we have. He can conquer any fear that we have. We just need to follow. We just need to keep our eyes on him and trust him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. "The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." You see, we only suffer a little while. It seems like a lot because we're suffering. It seems like a long time because we're suffering, and it just seems to take longer. It's like, I know it would only take about an hour to do that tattoo, but it would seem like days. I have a low threshold of pain, but he's with us. If we can just forget that suffering and just get through it, because there is an end to the valley, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And the reason he takes us, the reason the shepherd takes us through the valley is because there really isn't a way around it. Or perhaps the way around it is more difficult than through it. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen."
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And again, there it is, amazing grace. "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come." Haven't we? I think we've lived enough of our lives that we've been through trouble. "Grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." Yeah, it's okay if that's your favorite hymn. I'm not gonna argue that point with anybody ever again. Again, a statement of faith. Again, a reminder. God is with us. He's leading us. And even though he's leading us in places we don't want to go, he's still leading us, and he's there. We just have to keep moving. We'll be in trouble if we stop. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.